Good morning again. I'm happy to be back from vacation. I had a wonderful vacation, but I'm glad to be back. And I'm grateful for everyone who took part in worship last week, whether they were sitting in the congregation or giving a sermon or a children's time or a PowerPoint or music, all that. So I'm grateful for all that participated. So today is a really juicy text, right? I feel like every scripture can be juicy in its own way, but this is juicy because we talk about grumbling. That never happens in church, right? We never hear any grumbling in church, so it's fun to talk about this. So today we'll look at Exodus 16, verses 9 through 12. We'll look at the Israelites' relationship with Moses, Aaron, and with God. And we're going to briefly talk about John Wesley's experience at Altar's Gate. And we'll talk about our own shards and then how we may be able to let it go like Elsa in Frozen to move forward, trusting God is in whatever is yet to come. So in the beginning of the book of Exodus, Moses leads the Israelites out of Egypt and slavery. What a success! We've all seen it, right? What a success! They made it out. But 6 weeks later, the Israelites are hungry and unhappy. They are grumbling and complaining. And the cloud says, follow me. And the group says, do you think we should ask about the directions? Nah, this is good. We can stop, but you ask. And then there's a couple people in the corner. One says, so this is why men don't ask for directions. And the man says, bingo. So someone in the group says, if only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. You have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Oh, sounds horrible. So let's just pause this story for a moment and we're going to get back to it. Grumbling. How many of us spend time complaining given all that we have? How many of us do not move forward or let go of something because it helps us hold on to the complaining instead of moving forward or finding a solution? Well, this week is Altar Gates Week, and it marks the anniversary on May 24th of John Wesley's awakening. John Wesley believed in God. John Wesley is the founder, father of Methodism and then eventually the United Methodist Church. So John Wesley believed in God. He was even a priest at this time. In 1738, he did everything he was supposed to do. He read the Bible, he visited the sick, he visited the imprisoned. He fasted, he prayed, he worshiped, he even preached. He did everything he was supposed to do. But when it came down to it, he wasn't so sure of his own faith. You see, he had a bad experience in the Americas, and on his way back, he was on a big ship, and this ship had run into stormy waters. And in the stormy waters, the ship was rocking back and forth, and it could have sank. And John Wesley was so afraid. But he found fellow travelers, the Moravians, unalarmed. And he asked them, why aren't you afraid like I am? They said they were sure that God was with them no matter what the outcome. He was saddened that he lacked that kind of faith, even though he had done everything right. So a month or so later, he decided to go to a reading of Martin Luther's thoughts. And as he listened, He felt an uncontrollable force. He felt his heart strangely warmed, a quote right out of his diary, out of his journal, and was overwhelmed by the presence of God. He said in his journal, "I felt my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given me that He had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of death and sin." John Wesley knew without a doubt that God was with him always and forever. And John Wesley was forever changed from this experience. Don't we all have doubts sometimes? Aren't we all broken in some way? Just like these shards over here. We're broken in some way. We have shards here that Ted and Jeannie brought, and they will tell you about them because I forgot where they got them from. In Israel. They brought them back from Israel, so they're like thousands of years old. Aren't we all broken in some way, just like these shards? And just like the poem said today, how can we sing a new song from the valley of shards? We are broken vessels. As broken vessels, as broken people, how do we move forward out of the grumbling and doubt toward the next thing? Well, our hymn that we've been singing all along, "This is the Day of New Beginnings," gives us some really great information. And we've been saying it every week before prayer. This is what it says. "Then let us, with the Spirit's daring," love it, "with the Spirit's daring, step from the past and leave behind our disappointment, guilt, and grieving, seeking new paths and sure to find." We are all broken in some way. And maybe, just like this book title says, maybe we'll find peace from broken pieces. With God with us, we can move forward from our brokenness because somehow God hears us and provides. John Wesley felt it, the Israelites experienced it, and so can we. Back to the Exodus text. "Then Moses told Aaron, 'Say to the entire Israelite community, come before,'" which in some translation says, "draw near the Lord, as he has heard your grumbling." While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked toward the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight, you will eat meat, and in the morning, you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." God once again, heard and provided. The people had their doubts just like we do sometimes. We doubt, we question, we wonder why. But God will listen and provide. We don't need to worry about leaving our slavery of Egypt. We can let go of that chapter of our lives and all the doubt and worry about the future or the next thing, because God is with us. Many times, we need to let go of what was, what could have been, or those things that stick in your craw. Does anyone have those that sticks in my craw of the past? And trust that God will be in the unknown of the future. What do we need to let go of to move forward? What belief are we holding on to that keeps us grumbling? What is keeping us stuck in the wilderness that we may need to let go of so that we may move forward? And what is holding us back from believing that the meat and bread will be coming? God is faithful. God is so faithful. God keeps hearing us, and God keeps providing. We just sang this song that makes me cry every time, and thank goodness I didn't today, but I usually cry when we sing, "Be Still My Soul." And again, the Methodist hymnal has this beautiful, beautiful theology right in the words that we sing time after time, year after year. It says, "Be still my soul. The Lord is on my side, right beside me. Bear patiently the cross of grief and pain." And this might be the death of a loved one, or it might be the death of a life situation. Leave to your God to order and provide. In every change, He faithfully will remain. So, just as the butterfly expands its wings to prepare itself to fly, it can never go back into the cocoon. It can only let go of the old life and embrace, emerge into its new life. John Wesley knew his life would never be the same after that overwhelming encounter with the Holy Spirit, his blessed assurance at Altar's Gate. The Israelites saw the glory of the Lord in the cloud and re-remembered the faithfulness of God. They knew they needed to let go of what was and move forward, trusting God would be on that journey through the wilderness with them. As we deal with our shards, our brokenness, let us let go of what we need to and draw near to God, who promises to forgive us, to love us, to fill us with courage, and to be present with us in this moment and in the life yet to come. Amen.